Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
On the line now is Dr. Deborah Wiseman, President of the International Council of Christians and Jews. She's joining us this evening from Jerusalem. Dr. Wiseman, thank you very much indeed, and you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
In this part of the world, we hear Israeli government spokespeople completely blaming Hamas and saying it is all Hamas's fault and that they don't deliberately target civilians, etc. Do the majority of Israelis support what their government is doing in Gaza?
I believe that the majority of Israelis certainly support the right of Israel to defend itself against 14 years of rocket attacks. But some of us feel that an attempt to solve the problem militarily doesn't work and is not appropriate. In other words, as a defensive strike to stop the rockets, and I believe that the number of rockets is 30% fewer than it was at the beginning of the ground offensive, so it did have some effect, some positive effect. And I certainly hope that this push for a ceasefire on the part of the European foreign ministers, the European Union, John Kerry, the UN, I hope that this will rid Gaza of the rockets. The infrastructure of rockets has to go. But I think that ultimately we're not going to solve the problem of Gaza through military means. There's got to be a political solution backed up by economic, social, and I personally would add educational, cultural, and religious solutions.
We've been talking about that. The world has been talking about such a solution for generations now. Do you think you will see it in your lifetime?
Well, that depends on how optimistic I am about how long I'm going to live. It does seem to be less immediate than it seemed at various points. I've been in Israel for 42 years, and there have been happier times and better times when I thought peace was just around the corner, and I guess I was wrong. I still hope and pray every day for peace. I pray for the wounded on both sides. And I think what we need now is not just passion. We have a lot of that in this part of the world. But we need compassion. And the two sides have to have empathy for each other's suffering. And I think without that empathy, there's really not much hope that we're going to move forward.
And would you say that one effect of this conflict is that it is tearing away at the fabric of the Jewish-Israeli-Arab coexistence?
Yes, unfortunately, there's been some very negative developments in the last few days when some call themselves Palestinian Israelis, Israeli Arabs, have demonstrated and have even gone on strike in sympathy with the people who are suffering in Gaza. And I think that's their democratic right to do. And unfortunately, our foreign minister, Lieberman, recently called for a boycott of any of the businesses that went on strike. And I think that's a completely inappropriate response. I think we have to also have empathy for our own Israeli citizens who were torn between their loyalty to the State of Israel and their solidarity with their cousins in Gaza. And I think that we have to show a lot more understanding of their very difficult situation.
Do you hear many moderate Israeli voices speaking out? I understand there's a protest of sorts this evening in Tel Aviv.
There is. I certainly hear those voices because a lot of them are friends of mine and people that I spend time with. But occasionally you'll also hear people on television and radio and in certain newspapers. So there are those voices. I don't know if they're reported much abroad, but yes, we have an opposition in this country. As a matter of fact, politically, I'm in the opposition. You might call it a loyal opposition. Not everybody goes along with everything that is done in the name of Israel, and that doesn't mean that we're anti-Israel. And I think, you know, one of the problems is that some people and maybe this is true in other countries when there's a situation of war and sort of rally around the flag, but they think that if you're not 100% with us, that you're against us. That's not true, you know, and we need a little more nuance.
And is there room for nuance? Are those nuanced voices being heard much?
Well, to some extent they are. Unfortunately, there's also voices that are calling for incitement and even what I might call racism. And I think that, I guess by nature, those voices are louder. Whether they're more numerous, I don't know. But we are a democratic society. There is a spectrum of opinion here. You do hear different points of view. The opposition Knesset members, you know, speak up. And I think it's important for people all over the world, including in your very beautiful country that I've been privileged to visit twice. In your country as well, you have to know that we do have an opposition. We don't all agree 100% on everything. And that's one of the good features of living in a democracy.
You said at the outset you believed your country had a right to defend itself. Very few people will argue with that. But do you think the Israeli response has been disproportionate?
I don't know if it's been disproportionate, but I think it's been, I think it's lost its effectiveness. And I think that I really feel the pain of not only our soldiers who have been killed, but the over 600 people in Gaza, many of them women and children. And I think that's a very important message. It's not either or. It's not a zero-sum game. And if you care about your own, it doesn't mean you don't care about others. And I think there are too many people who seem to see it that way. You know, it's either or. It's not either or. It's both and.
Absolutely. And I suppose when you see little boys playing football on a beach being obliterated, people do feel very strongly.
Yes, I think that was a very tragic incident. You know, one of the messages that I always try to teach is that you can be a victim and at the same time a victimizer. I think that both sides in this conflict are victims and both sides are victimizers. And I think that sometimes Jews, and for understandable reasons, especially in the 20th century after the Holocaust, we think of ourselves as the only victims, the ultimate, absolute victims. Well, we have been victims in our history, but sometimes we've also been victimizers. And I think that that's a very important message that we have to bear in mind.
It's been very good talking to you this evening, and thank you very much for your time. That's Dr. Deborah Wiseman, who is president of the International Council of Christians and Jews, joining us live this evening from Jerusalem.